motive that I'm thinking of, let us read this song. It's a song and a prayer, and there's many arrow prayers in this psalm that shoot up to God, and we want to do the same thing as we pray to God, as we worship God, as we meditate upon the Bible. Think of meditation, and you'll hear that word even as we read this psalm, meditation, chewing on. As an animal chews the cud, we should chew on the Scripture and think about it and pray over it and worship over it. It's a meditation about the doctrine of the Bible. So in a sense, it's a sermon about the Bible with many applications. Second, as you probably know, Psalm 119 is an acrostic psalm. Does anyone know what an acrostic is? Yes, brother.
It goes by the alphabet, the first starts with A, B, C, all the way through D, but it's Hebrew, so it has different letters.
Exactly. For those maybe online or that didn't hear in the back, Leonard said that this psalm or an acrostic in general uses the letters of the alphabet, maybe not all of them, but in this case it has the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. If your Bible is like mine, it has actually the letters in Hebrew, Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Daleth, and so forth, all the way to the end. 22 letters with 8 verses each, and each of the verses begin with that Hebrew letter, which is quite fascinating. It's not only poetry, but it's the subset of an acrostic. We have several other psalms. I think I numbered about 8 or 9. We have 9. There's 9 psalms that do this. There's Proverbs 31. Part of it has an acrostic. Lamentations 1 through 4 has an acrostic. It's fascinating that in the doctrine of inspiration, that the Holy Spirit gave us a book that uses such literary devices to help us. Now, it would help the Hebrew speakers more than us because we don't see the alliteration, the lining up of the letters, but we can know that it's there and think about it and chew on it, and it's fascinating. And I remember many years ago when the Bittners were here, we had our annual Reformation Scripture memory, and they actually sang Psalm 119. Some of us may remember that. They had memorized the whole song, and they sang Psalm 119, which was really great. And these songs are meant to be sung. You can read the Psalter. You can look at it from that aspect. So much for an acrostic, which we have in Psalm 119. Thus, it's been called the golden alphabet. I love that description. The golden alphabet. And I remember when Craig's friend Arik from Israel was here, he told me a story that in Israel, they actually, I believe, take from one of the verses which we'll read, they take this idea that God's word and even the letters are dipped in honey and sweet. And when children are learning to read in Israel, they give them the ABCs, the Hebrew alphabet, and they dip them in honey and let them eat those letters. And that's a great picture of how we should eat and imbibe the Word of God. It is sweet, it is precious, and even though they're not Christians, of course, but they have a reverence for the Old Testament, for sure, the Tanakh, and they take those letters, dip them in honey, and give them to their children to show them the sweetness of their view of God, of course, which is deficient without the Lord Jesus. We might say that Psalm 119 gives us the ABCs of the Word of God. It is really like going to basic training. Again, if you find yourself struggling in your devotions or struggling to delight in the Word of God, go back and read Psalm 119. I think we need it at least once a year. We should read all the Psalms once a year, but particularly Psalm 119 to get a taste for God's Word, to go back to the basics, as it were. There are 8 synonyms used for the word, God's word, or the law in this. The primary one is Torah. We've all heard of that word. That's the primary word, Torah. And its parent verb means to teach. The Bible is meant to teach or direct. And one author said it can be used of a single command. Obviously, in the Bible we have many commands. It could be the Torah in a particular command. Also, it could be the whole body of law, thinking of the Ten Commandments, thinking of the Levitical instructions, thinking of the Pentateuch is often referred to as the Torah. It can also mean all of Scriptures as a whole. And that's the use that I will focus on today, that look at Psalm 119 speaking about Genesis to Revelation. It has application for the whole Bible, not only the Pentateuch or the Ten Commandments or the Old Testament, but the whole Bible. And many Scriptures bear that out. Again, the question we ask ourselves, do I delight in the Scripture? And Psalm 119 is a high standard. Do we delight in the Scripture? Listen to just three examples. Psalm 119, you can turn over to verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Can I say that? Do I love the law of God, the law word, the Bible? Do I meditate on it all the day? It's a high calling to love the Scripture. Second, just over a few verses to 103, maybe where the Israelis, the modern day Jews, took their idea that I mentioned. How sweet are your words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Do we view God's Word in such a way? It is a good challenge. It's like a taste test. Do we delight in, do we taste the Scripture? Maybe you don't like honey. Think of whatever you like that is sweet. Do we view it that way? Do we regularly thank you, Lord, for the Scripture? It is precious. The third example that came to my mind was verse 72. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. The Bible is more precious than all the gold and silver of the world. It's not wrong to have gold or silver things, but comparatively, those gold and silver pieces or jewelry are nothing compared to the Scripture. Do we value the Bible in such a way? It's a good test. Do you delight in? Do you love? Do you view the Bible as sweet? Is it more precious to you than any earthly thing, gold or silver, as used for examples? And then finally, again, this is just a springboard to stir us up. We'll read it in a moment. But thinking of Psalm 119 or even the whole Bible, prize it. Prize the Bible. Cherish the Bible. Love the Bible. And finally, do the Bible. Do it. And I thought of one of my heroes, Ezra 7:10, if you want to turn back there, a godly priest in Israel. We looked at the book of Ezra years ago. Ezra 7, verse 10, describing Ezra and his duties. For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of God and to practice it, and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel. Three things. He studied it, he practiced it, and he taught it. And that's a great picture for preachers, but for all of us as Christians, we study it to practice. And you probably have already thought of James' famous words, and we all want them as a moniker over our lives, over our churches, the life of our church, James 1:22. But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. So it's not enough to read Psalm 119 and say, amen, that's great, I love it, I treasure it. And even maybe we might slip into sort of worshiping the Bible itself. No, the Bible is from God. We worship God. We don't have a bibliolatry, if you will. But our goal is to love God and to do His Word, like Ezra, to do it. Or like James tells us, not to be deluders of self, but to do the Scripture. And Psalm 119 has that as part of its goal, and we should remember that as we read it. So I'm going to read it now. And as we read it together, follow along and not only listen, but be meditating on it. Be chewing on it. And even worship the Lord. And then when we're done, we'll just make a couple comments and then we will conclude. Psalm 119, beginning at verse 1. This first 8 verses are Aleph. How blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe His testimonies, who seek Him with all their heart. They also do no unrighteousness. They walk in His ways. You have ordained Your precepts that we should keep them diligently. Oh, that my ways may be established to keep Your statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I look upon all Your commandments. I shall give thanks to You with uprightness of heart. When I learn Your righteous judgments, I shall keep Your statutes. Do not forsake me utterly. This great verse for young men. Verse 9, how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to Your word. With all my heart I have sought You. Do not let me wander from Your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against You. Blessed are You, O Lord. Teach me Your statutes. With my lips I have told of all the ordinances of Your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on Your precepts and regard Your ways. I shall delight in Your statutes. I shall not forget Your word. Deal bountifully with Your servant, that I may live and keep Your word. Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from Your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide Your commandments from me. My soul is crushed with longing after Your ordinances at all times. You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed, who wander from Your commandments. Take away reproach and contempt from me, for I observe Your testimonies. Even though princes sit and talk against me, Your servant meditates on Your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight. They are my counselors. My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to Your word. I have told of my ways, and You have answered me. Teach me Your statutes. Make me understand the way of Your precepts, so I will meditate on all Your wonders. My soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according to Your word. Remove the false way from me, and graciously grant me Your law. I have chosen the faithful way. I have placed Your ordinances before me. I cling to Your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I shall run the way of Your commandments, for You will enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of Your statutes, and I shall observe it to the end. Give me understanding that I may observe Your law and keep it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of Your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to Your testimonies and not to dishonest gain. Turn away my eyes from looking at vanity and revive me in Your ways. Establish Your word to Your servant as that which produces reverence for You. Turn away my reproach which I dread, for Your ordinances are good. Behold, I long for Your precepts. Revive me through Your righteousness. May your loving kindnesses also come to meet me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So I will have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I wait for your ordinances. So I will keep your law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings, and shall not be ashamed. I shall delight in your commandments, which I love. And I shall lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love. And I will meditate on your statutes. Remember the word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me. The arrogant utterly deride me, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I have remembered your ordinances from of old, O Lord, and comfort myself. Burning indignation has seized me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes are my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. O Lord, I remember your name in the night and keep your law. This has become mine that I observe your precepts. The Lord is my portion. I have promised to keep your words. I sought your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your word. I considered my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I hastened and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have encircled me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight, I shall rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. I am a companion of all those who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth is full of your loving kindness, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant have forged a lie against me. With all my heart, I will observe your precepts. Their heart is covered with fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. May those who fear you see me and be glad, because I wait for your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Oh, may your loving kindness comfort me, according to your word to your servant. May your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be ashamed, for they subvert me with a lie. But I shall meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, even those who know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, so that I will not be ashamed. My soul languishes for your salvation. I wait for your word. My eyes fail with longing for your word. While I say, when will you comfort me? Though I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The arrogant have dug pits for me, men who are not in accord with your law. All your commandments are faithful. They have persecuted me with a lie. Help me. They almost destroyed me on the earth. But as for me, I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. You establish the earth, and it stands. They stand this day according to your ordinances, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, then I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have revived me. And then this little prayer, verse 94, I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me. I shall diligently consider your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection. Your commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. From your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn, and I will confirm it, that I will keep your righteous ordinances. I am exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. O, accept the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not gone astray from your precepts. I have inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end. I hate those who are double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I wait for your word. Depart from me, evildoers, that I may observe the commandments of my God. Sustain me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Uphold me, that I may be safe, that I may have regard for your statutes continually. You have rejected all those who wander from your statutes, for their deceitfulness is useless. You have removed all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgment. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail with longing for your salvation and for your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your loving kindness, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for they have broken your law. Therefore, I love your commandments above gold, yes, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem right all your precepts concerning everything. I hate every false way. Verse 129. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul observes them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth wide and panted. I longed for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me after your manner with those who love your name. Establish my footsteps in your word, and do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of water because they do not keep your law. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. You have commanded your testimonies in righteousness and exceeding faithfulness. My zeal has consumed me, because my adversaries have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have come upon me, yet your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. I cried with all my heart, answer me, O Lord. I will observe your statutes. I cried to you, save me, and I shall keep your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I wait for your words. My eyes anticipate the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Revive me, O Lord, according to your ordinances. Those who follow after wickedness draw near. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Of old I have known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever. Look upon my affliction and rescue me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your ordinances. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, yet I do not turn aside from your testimonies. I behold the treacherous and loathe them, because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great spoil. I hate and despise falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you because of your righteous ordinances. Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. And the last letter, Tav, verse 169. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. Let my lips utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. Let my tongue sing of your word, for all your commandments are righteous. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live that it may praise you, and let your ordinances help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments.
Amen.
Amen indeed. Throughout this psalm, I was thinking of our Lord's prayer for us when He said, Father, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. We hear that phrase repeated in this grand psalm, this grand prayer, this great instruction and meditation on the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. The sum of God's Word is truth. This psalm is good for many things, but it's good for our sanctification. We need the grace of God. I loved when He said, graciously grant me your law. Make me to walk in the path of your commandments. And we would add, by the power of Christ, by the power of the resurrection, make me walk in your commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. The psalmist here says, I love you, I will keep your commandments. The strand through Scripture is, if we love God, we will obey Him. But we need His grace through Christ to do it. Again, if you find in the weeks, months, or years ahead that you're struggling with your devotions, with your meditations, read Psalm 119. When I read it, I often read one letter at a time, 8 verses at a time, and chew on them. But it's good to read the whole thing, is it not? So much theology, so much about suffering, so much about God's character, His righteousness, so much about prayer. Save me, O Lord, help me. These little arrow prayers that we shoot up. Even almost when we're praying, we have a mini prayer within the prayer. Help! Save me! Oh Lord, I need you. There's much here, brothers and sisters. May we not neglect. And you could think of 2 Timothy 3, that God's Word, it's God-breathed, and it's profitable for instruction, that we may be equipped for every good work. And part of that equipping is from this beautiful psalm. So read it. Meditate upon it. Worship God through it. And before we conclude with questions and then pray, just three resources I want to share. If you've heard any of the sermons on Psalms, I love Derek Kidner. This is one of two volumes on the Psalms, succinct, practical, clear, worshipful. It's a great series, the Tyndale Old Testament. This man went to be with the Lord. Derek Kidner, I've enjoyed many of his writings, highly recommend it. A small book, very useful. And then, if you really want to go into Psalm 119, you have to buy the great Anglican preacher Charles Bridges, who wrote a few books, and one of my favorite is on Proverbs, the best commentary on Proverbs. But Charles Bridges, the godly Anglican who's in the path of a J.C. Ryle, Bridges wrote one volume on Psalm 119, and he goes through verse by verse. And if for those that were here at least 10 or more years ago, on Sunday nights we went through Psalm 119 with Pastor Brian Pollock at the Young's house, and we went through Psalm 119 verse by verse. What a treasure! And bridges will help you to do that. And then finally, for a recommendation, Charles Spurgeon, The Treasury of David. If I could have something with my Bible on a deserted island, I would have the Bible and I would have Spurgeon, Treasury of David. This is one of three volumes. He gives his comments, then he quotes Puritans and Reformers and fathers from past eras, and then he even gives hints to preachers. That work is a great tool to study the Psalms. But primarily we say, Lord, open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law. May God encourage each of you as you read the Bible, as you meditate upon the Bible, and as we mentioned, as we do the Bible. With that, do you have any questions or comments that you'd like to make? Yes. Yes, yes. For those that may not have heard, David pointed out the full range of emotion is in this psalm. And the psalms are great for that. We can find if we're happy, if we're sad, if we're struggling with sin, if we're rejoicing, if we're worshiping, whatever mood we're in, you'll find it in Psalm 119 and the others. And the Bible's honest. And I love when the psalmist cries out in that desperation, help! And if we're honest with ourselves, that's our common cry to God, help. And of course, there's worship and praise and adoration. The whole realm of the emotional life of a believer is found in this psalm and throughout the others. Thank you, brother. Any other questions, comments, even from the back? Okay, well, I'd love to hear any thoughts you have later. Come see me. And again, may we read it. May we meditate upon it, and may we do it for the glory of God. Let's conclude with prayer. Father, we confess with your word, we delight in the Scripture. We delight in the truth. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the Bible. Thank you for the clarity of Scripture. Lord, we find ourselves in our very heart in these cries, and we cry out like the psalmist, help us, save us, revive us, draw near to us. Lord, glorify your name in us and help us to do your word. Cause us to run in the path of your commandments. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. And Lord, before we were afflicted, we went astray. But then your word came to us and revived us and enabled us to keep going and to keep the Scripture. Father, thank you for this time, and may you grant a few nuggets for each soul here that we would be like Ezra, to study and meditate upon your word and then to do it. That our Lord Jesus would be exalted and that he would be represented well as those who love him, that we would keep his commandments. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.